Progressive conservative candidate Matthew Ray quickly learned that housing affordability is the hot topic while out campaigning for MPP of Perth Wellington. The Mitchell resident purchased a fixer-upper about 3 years ago. With a fair amount of sweat equity, he believes the value of his home has at least doubled, thanks to a sizzling housing market. Since then, however, price tags have priced out many Canadians, and that is an issue for many. The current home prices don't make sense to me personally, he told Stratford today. It's a big concern and one that I hear at the door. But it's also across the country. All housing stock is impacted, he noted, from social housing, to the missing middles, townhomes and semi-detached homes, at one time more affordable and a way into the market. Ray, who sits on the Perth County Committee for Affordable Housing, won the PC nomination in March over St. Mary's resident Don Van Galen. Ray grew up on a farm in Harriston in Wellington County. To run, he took a leave of absence from his job as Director of University Relations at Shad Canada. He said progressive conservatives have addressed housing through existing initiatives. The Housing Supply Action Plan promised to cut red tape to make it easier to build housing, help make it affordable and help taxpayers keep more of their money. Ray noted that the plan led to 81,000 new housing starts in 2020. The following year saw an increase to 100,000 housing starts and 31,000 new rental starts, the most for rentals in 3 decades. The provincial government also increased the tax on non-resident homebuyers to 20%, from 15%. The Progressive Conservatives recently tabled budget as a nearly $200 billion fiscal plan. Big-ticket items include infrastructure such as highways, hospitals and public transit. The budget seeks to address senior care, schools and tax relief for low-income workers. There were some major investments announced in the areas of job training, infrastructure and building the healthcare capacity we need. Ray noted it includes $1 billion annually in employment and training programs to help people retrain and upgrade their skills and an additional investment of $114 million over 3 years for their skilled trade strategy. Also included are $14 billion over the next 3 years to build and renew schools and childcare spaces. The budget also supported the continuation of over 3,000 hospital beds put in place during the pandemic, he said, as well as $3.3 billion in new investments for hospitals. Related to housing initiatives, the budget outlines how the PC government is investing $19.2 million over 3 years to help reduce backlogs at the Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT, and $1.2 billion in the Social Services Relief Fund, one of the biggest investments in supportive housing and homelessness support in Ontario's history, Ray noted. The budget also outlines how a PC government will continue to work with our municipal partners to address the housing crisis and commits to delivering a housing supply action plan every year for the next 4 years. It is great to see the budget making housing supply a priority. Of course, budget promises are contingent upon the PCs returning to government. Ray said, pocketbook issues have dominated discussion on the doorstep. A member of the Progressive Conservative Party for the past 10 years, Ray volunteered on different occasions for Perth Wellington MP John Nater and Randy Petapis, who is retiring as MPP of Perth Wellington. Those experiences highlighted for Ray that public service is about hard work and serving the community. It's not what you see on television or at press conferences. Ray said he identifies with the PC party because they emphasize personal responsibility and place an emphasis on both good governance and financial management. Petapis is his campaign chairman, an advisory role separate from his campaign manager. Ray said he is fortunate to have an experienced MPP to help him in his quest to win the riding. He has deep connections in the community, big shoes to fill. Ray noted Petapis was the first area MPP since Liberal Hugh Edighofer to serve 3 consecutive terms. Edighofer, born in Stratford and raised in Mitchell, served in the Legislative Assembly of Ontario from 1967 to 1990, all of that time in opposition. Petapis said Ray stands a good chance to get elected. He has more experience than I ever had before I ran. He has worked federally, provincially, his involvement and interest in politics goes way back. If elected, he will do well. He will work hard. That said, Ray doesn't feel any pressure to keep the riding blue. Asked if Petapis has passed on any advice, Ray said they have had conversations. Randy is very focused on the community and helping people and making sure our communities get the investments they need. That has been his sole focus in his 10 years as MPP for Perth Wellington. I'm focused on getting out and meeting as many voters as I can. I don't look at polls and won't take anything for granted. It will take a lot of work for whoever is successful in this riding on June 2.